It's the handshake some have waited more than 50 years for, and the handshake some hoped would never happen. President Obama greeted Cuban President Raul Castro at a summit meeting in Panama last night. Their handshake helped crystallize the diplomatic thaw that began in December when Obama declared an end to decades of official hostility. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
At the opening ceremony of the Summit of the Americas, children marched on stage in costumes representing all 35 countries in the hemisphere. There was a boy in a red, white, and blue baseball uniform, another youngster dressed as a Canadian Mountie, and for the first time ever at one of these summits, a child wearing a native folk outfit from Cuba. The grown-up speakers at the summit applauded Cuba's inclusion. Pope Francis, who helped broker the diplomatic breakthrough, sent an encouraging message. And UN Secretary Ban Ki-moon called Castro's invitation the fulfillment of a long-held wish for many in the region.
I'd like to once again commend the leadership of President Obama of the United States and President Castro for initiating normalization of bilateral relations.
President Obama did not join in the applause. He did shake hands with Castro earlier, though the White House tried unsuccessfully to keep that out of sight. By the time the curtain rose on the formal ceremony, Obama was seated, three seats to Castro's left, with leaders of Ecuador and El Salvador providing an alphabetical buffer between them. A White House official says Obama and Castro had no substantive discussions last night, though they are expected to talk today on the sidelines of the summit. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes acknowledges there's a lot of expectation and anxiety surrounding this historic face-to-face meeting.
We're in new territory here. This is not just about two leaders sitting down together. It's about fundamentally changing how the United States engages Cuba, its government, its people, its civil society, and we believe that will have a profoundly positive impact, not just for our own interests, but for the Cuban people.
President Obama stressed the U.S. still has plenty of differences with Cuba. He met with anti-Castro activists earlier in the day and said the U.S. will continue to work with those who are challenging oppressive governments all over the globe.
When the United States sees space closing for civil society, we will work to open it. When efforts are made to wall you off from the world, we'll try to connect you with each other. When you're silenced, we'll try to speak out alongside you.
At the same time, Obama told a group of CEOs meeting in Panama, many old ideological battles that used to divide countries in the hemisphere have given way to a more pragmatic style of governance, at least up to a point.
Everybody around the region, throughout the hemisphere, I think has a very practical solution or a practical orientation. Maybe not everybody, but almost everybody.
Part of that practicality, Obama said, is finding ways for government to work cooperatively with the private sector. He joined Panama's president yesterday in celebrating a deal to sell $6.5 billion worth of Boeing aircraft to a Panamanian airline.
It is going to create 12,000 jobs in the United States and 6,000 in Panama. And that's an example of what happens when we work together.
Obama also paid a quick visit to the Panama Canal, which he called a symbol of human ingenuity. The canal is also a reminder sometimes one has to divide a continent in order to bring people together. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Panama City.